Remain standing, and we are going to read just one verse, Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. We continue our journey through this book, and we're going to finish chapter 1 today. Chapter 1, verse 23. This is the Word of God. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Immanuel, which translated means God with us. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will bless the preaching of your word. You will bless the people who are hearing of your word. Let us, as we hear your word, let our faith grow. And that we will be more and more like your Son, Jesus Christ. Oh Father, we thank you for you feed us with heavenly manna. We need your word. But you are so faithful in feeding us with the true manna. Bless us, and we pray that you will receive all the glory. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our focus this morning will be verse 23b, the latter part of that verse. It says, and they shall call his name Immanuel, which translated means God with us. Our God is Immanuel God. He is with us. He is with his people. He came to us. He came to us so that we may be with him and he may be with us forever. He came to save us from sin, to save us from this world, so that we may be with him and he may be with us forever in his kingdom, heaven. Our eternal Immanuel God has come. And it is amazing grace indeed. The holy and righteous God. And we must ask this question, this holy and righteous God, why does he want to be with sinners like us? But that is what he wants to do. Our salvation is for this purpose, so that this righteous God can be with us, with his people forever. So that we are able to be with him forever. The Bible is about God accomplishing this heavenly reality. God is with his people. And this was promised by our God from the very beginning. This was God's purpose from the very beginning. God with his people. Genesis 17, verse 7. Let us go there together. We're going to look at many, many verses. So, hope that you are able to follow looking at your own Bible. Genesis 17, verse 7. God says to Abraham, I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your descendants after you. God is our God and we are His people. That is the content of that covenant that God is making. That God will be our God and that we will be His people. God is with His people as their God forever, and we are with God as His people forever and ever. And this is what the Bible is all about. God accomplishing this eternal heavenly reality through Jesus Christ our Lord. God says, I will be with you. Now, to Isaac, who is a son of Abraham, God says this to him in Genesis 26, verse 2 to 4. The Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Stay in the land of which I shall tell you. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and to your descendants I will give all these lands, and I will establish the oath which I swore to your father Abraham. I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and I will give your descendants all these lands, and by your descendants all the nations of the earth shall be blessed." And Jacob, who is a son of Isaac, to him, God says this in Genesis 28, verse 13. "And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you and to your descendants. Your descendants will also be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and in your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." Now this Jacob had 12 sons. And as you know, the 11th one was Joseph. And in Genesis 39, verse 20 through 23, we see him in a jail. But we also see God is with him. Genesis 39, verse 20, 21, 39, 21. "But the Lord was with Joseph and extended kindness to him and gave him favor in the sight of the chief jailer." Verse 23, "The chief jailer did not supervise anything under Joseph's charge because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made to prosper." Now Jacob says to Joseph in Genesis 48, go to 48 verse 21, "Then Israel," Jacob's another name, "said to Joseph, Behold, I am about to die, but God will be with you and bring you back to the land of your fathers. Now when we look at the book of Exodus, the sons of Jacob have become slaves to the Egyptians. And if you go to Exodus chapter 2, verse 24, this is what you will read. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered His covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God saw the sons of Israel, and God took notice of them. God remembers, and God takes notice of them. Now, as you know, God sends Moses to save His people. And to Moses, God says this, Exodus 3, verse 12. And He said, certainly, I will be with you. And this shall be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God at this mountain. But Pharaoh refuses to let God's people go. And God continues to reconfirm to Moses His covenant that He has made to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Exodus chapter 6, verse 7. Then I will take you for my people, and I will be your God. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God who brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will bring you to the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you for a possession. I am the Lord. In the book of Exodus, we see God's people come out of Egypt, and they're headed for the land of Canaan. And during the wilderness journey, we see God is with His people. Exodus 29, verse 45. God says, I will dwell among the sons of Israel and will be their God. They shall know that I am the Lord, their God, who brought them out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. And in order for God to be with His people, God orders the Israelites to build the tabernacle. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 11. Moreover, I will make my dwelling among you, and my soul will not reject you. I will also walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. When the tabernacle is finished, we see God come. He comes to dwell in that tabernacle so that He will be able to be with His people. Exodus chapter 40, we'll go back a little bit, come back again. Chapter 40, verse 34. When the tabernacle was finished, then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Do you see then, even as they sojourn in the wilderness, we see God being with them, with His people. Now Moses, even though he himself was not able to enter the promised land, he says to God's people this In Deuteronomy chapter 31, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Now, Moses is dead, and Joshua becomes leader. And in Joshua chapter 1 verse 5, God says this to Joshua. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Joshua chapter 3 verse 7. Now the Lord said to Joshua, this day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. And we see from the rest of the book of Joshua, God is with Joshua as he conquers the land of Canaan. And now the judges rule. And we meet one of those judges in the book of Judges, Gideon. Judges chapter 6, verse 16. And God says this to Gideon. But the Lord said to him, surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat Midian as one man. And God is with Samuel, the last judge. Then the kingdom period begins. And I don't have to tell you how God was with King David. But if you go to 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 9. I have been with you wherever you have gone, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make you a great name like the names of the great men who are on the earth. And David had a son named Solomon. And in 1 Kings chapter 6, God says this to Solomon, 6:13. Now, I will dwell among the sons of Israel and will not forsake my people Israel. And how does he do that? How does he dwell with people? Well, he orders Solomon, King David and Solomon, to build the temple. And again, when it is finished, we see God coming to that temple to dwell with his people. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 10. It happened that when the priests came from the holy place, the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. Do you see then how God is with his people? Even during the exile, after the kingdom period, they were taken as slaves. Even during the exile, God again, through the prophets whom he sent, reconfirms his covenant with Abraham. Isaiah 43, verse 1. But now thus says the Lord your creator, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 37. Behold, I will gather them out of all the lands to which I have driven them in my anger, in my wrath, and in great indignation. And I will bring them back to this place and make them dwell in safety. They shall be my people, and I will be their God. Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19. And I will give them one heart and put a new spirit within them. And I will take the heart of stone out of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances and do them. Then they will be my people, and I shall be their God. Go to Ezekiel 36. Verse 25. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances. You will live in the land that I gave to your forefathers, so you will be my people, and I will be your God. Ezekiel 37, verse 26. I will make a covenant of peace with them. It will be an everlasting covenant with them. And I will place them and multiply them and will set my sanctuary in their midst forever. My dwelling place also will be with them. And I will be their God, and they will be my people. Zechariah chapter 2. Verse 10. Sing for joy and be glad, O daughters of Zion, for behold, I am coming, and I will dwell in your midst, declares the Lord. Then we come to the New Testament. God with us is perfectly and completely accomplished by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Matthew passage that we read show that reality. God is truly with us. John chapter 1, verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus is God with us. Jesus is the Emmanuel God. All that He has done, He did all of them with us. Galatians 2:20, Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 and 6, Paul says, we have been raised up with Christ. And we have been seated with Christ in the heavenly places. And God with us is accomplished by the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Go to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. Remember that you were at that time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verse 29. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to promise. The promise that God had made to Abraham is actually made to you and to me. God is with us. Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20b. Jesus says, as he gives that great commission, he says, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the ages." And Jesus promised to us that he would send the Holy Spirit and that he, God, will live in us. John chapter 14, verse 16. Chapter 14, verse 16, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not of your own?" God is with us. God is in us. He came to us. And we see that reality in Acts chapter 2. We are his temple. The worship that we do right now shows this Emmanuel reality. Brothers and sisters, do you see it? That God is with us. That he is indeed Emmanuel God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 9. "For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with him." Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. "Make sure that your character is free from the love of money, being content with what you have. For he himself has said, 'I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you.'" Not only that he is with us, he promises that he will never leave us, never to forsake us. 1 John chapter 1, verse 2. "And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testified and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ. I want all of you to see this. I want all of you to see how the promise of God that He made to Abraham is fulfilled in you, fulfilled in our church. God with us and we with God. Do you understand that this is the purpose of the whole history? The Bible ends with showing us this reality that Christ accomplished for us. In Revelation chapter 1, we meet our risen Lord, Jesus Christ, who is in the middle of the lampstands. Lampstands which symbolizes the church. So Revelation begins with a picture of Jesus Christ with His church. He's with you and He's with me. Revelation chapter 7, verse 14. I said to Him, My Lord, You know, and He said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation. And they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they are before the throne of God, and they serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will spread His tabernacle over them. They will hunger no longer, nor thirst anymore, nor will the sun beat down on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and will guide them to springs of water of life. And God will wipe every tear from their eyes. Chapter 14, verse 1. Then I looked, and behold, the Lamb was standing on Mount Zion, and with Him 144,000, having His name and the name of His Father written on their foreheads. Do you see it, brothers and sisters, how God is with His people forever and ever? Chapter 21, verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and He will dwell among them. And they shall be His people, and God Himself will be among them. And He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning, or crying, or pain. The first things have passed away. Brothers and sisters, heaven is Immanuel God. Heaven is Immanuel. Jesus is Immanuel. Do you have any doubt whether God can be with man? Look at Jesus Christ. In the person of Jesus Christ, you see how God and man dwell together. Perfect harmony. That is the reality of heaven for us. Chapter 21, verse 6. Then He said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of water of life without cost. He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. This Immanuel reality. How is it accomplished? How is it that God is now able to be with sinners like you and me? Look at our Lord on the cross. Look at Him and hear Him saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? God with us, that reality is accomplished because our Lord Jesus Christ was forsaken by the Father. God with us is accomplished because Jesus on that cross was not with God. The Father was not with Him. He was excommunicated for our sins, so that God will be our Emmanuel God. That God will be with us forever and ever. Jesus Christ was abandoned by God the Father so that God will be with us forever and ever. Because of Jesus, we enjoy God's presence with us, even now. And we'll enjoy Him forever and ever. And this is what our religion is all about, brothers and sisters. It's not about just memorizing doctrines, knowing few verses here and there. It's all about fellowship with God. It's all about being with God. It's all about loving Him and be loved by our God. Oh, brothers and sisters, don't ever forget. But this is what our religion is all about. And don't you ever forget what Jesus had to do to accomplish this reality. Do you understand what it means for Jesus Christ to be cut off from God? To be abandoned by the Father, no longer able to have that fellowship with the Father. How dare we ignore this fellowship that we have with God? Enjoy God. He is with us. He is our delight. And Revelation ends with this. Revelation 22 verse 20. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Yes. We join John in crying out to Lord, come quickly, Lord Jesus, for we long to see this Emmanuel God, that our faith will be sight, and we're able to behold His face with our own eyes. Brothers and sisters, when you look at His face that day, you will not remember any of your sufferings. You will not remember any of the things that connected to this world. It's just for a little while. Endure with joy. For God is with us, and He will never forsake us. He will never leave us. Yes, come quickly, Lord. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we are amazed at your grace. What is it about us that you are so focused to be with us? What is it about us that you want to be with us forever? Oh Father, if we just understand just a little bit of your love for us, oh Father, forgive us. How dare we ignore you, even as we live our lives here on earth, when you are so focused in loving us and being with us. You even forsook your own son, killed him on the cross, just to be with us. Oh Father, we truly deserve eternal judgment of hell. But Father, we thank you that you have saved us and made us your people, righteous sons of God. That we are able to love you and receive love from you. Oh Father, it is truly enough for us. We love you, God. Bless us, that we may be able to witness this Emmanuel reality. No matter where we are, no matter what we do. Bless your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us stand.